I've been to concerts where someone's cell phone has started ringing, ruining the music I'd been enjoying up until that point. So imagine if you were in an auditorium and 200 cell phones were ringing incessantly. You might call it a music lover's worst nightmare. Nongolan Levin, he'd call it dial tones, a telesymphony. In fact, that's what he did call it. Levin created this musical work for 200 cell phones. He explained the inspiration for his telesymphony.
I was at a concert in Europe, and the MC didn't know English all that well, and he by accident said, "Could everyone please leave their cell phones on?" And I thought that was kind of funny, and I kind of began to speculate, well, what would that be like? And then to actually say, well, could one, in some sense, compose the ringtones of these things? And that's sort of where the idea began. I couldn't imagine something more challenging at the time than trying to get several hundred phones ringing in unison.
I mean, it is kind of an amazing thought to think about it. I mean, what irritates us all about it is that they're so unexpected, even though I suppose in some ways we've come to expect that some joker in the audience is going to forget.
Once, you know, I had this initial concept, the idea really kind of gelled when I began to perceive exactly this kind of love-hate relationship that people have with these phones. Everyone has one, which would suggest that we love them, and yet at the same time, it's a real social faux pas. If it rings and, you know, people turn up their nose at hearing these things, they really invade our lives, our public lives, our private lives. Nothing's worse than a business call in an intimate moment, and nothing's worse than an intimate call at a business moment, and this constantly happens. And so anytime there's a love-hate relationship like this where there's this kind of deep ambivalence about a topic, I think that's a very fertile territory for art to be located in. And there is a large 20th century tradition of music, let's say, that focuses on the aesthetic possibilities of a given system, whatever that might be. In the 20th century, it was, you know, exploring what are the musical possibilities, let's say, of the automobile. And so you have like Laurie Anderson in 1972 taking, you know, hundreds of car horns, arranging for all these automobiles to park in a certain location and then hitting their horns on cue. Or earlier in the century, you know, musicians working with work whistles and other kinds of devices that would ordinarily not be considered musical instruments. And so since everyone has one and they are capable of making musical tones, the idea of like saying, well, what are the musical possibilities of these kinds of things, not just to hear a single tone, but to hear an ensemble of them, was what sort of inspired the idea.
There is an element of amusement in our irritation. I mean, I was at a service once, and one of the guest speakers was in the middle of delivering a very serious presentation when her cell phone began to ring.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the ambivalence even goes to the point of the designers of the phones. And I'm thinking right now in particular of Nokia phones, but many phones have something like this. If you look at the names of the preset ringtones on the new Nokia phones, they have names like Mosquito and Bee and you know, other kinds of insects. And these are things that, you know, bite us or sting us. And why we would want something like that in our pocket is kind of funny to me. And also the fact that these things are, the musical sounds that they make are very specifically designed to get our attention, right? I mean, they're not designed to sort of sit back in the ambience and kind of like, well, maybe you have a phone call. No, if you have a phone call, this piezoelectric speaker has been designed to let you know about that. And so it happens to hit, you know, that band of frequencies, which is most audible to the human ear, which is to say the most shrill set of frequencies you can imagine. So again, that was a kind of fun musical challenge, but it's precisely that, you know, to work with this material, which is deliberately annoying, deliberately attention-grabbing, and to try and tone it down and make it mild and maybe interesting.
One of the other things that I suppose becomes obvious is that you are dealing with people, some of whom might want to mess with the system, and others might just react because they're programmed to, in a way, by answering the phone, which would, of course, cut off the ring.
Yeah, that's true. The moment anyone answered the phone, their light was cut off, the sound ended, and so forth. But you kind of touch on a very interesting topic that was something that was not part of the design of the project for me, but was a really interesting emergent result. And this was the psychological reactions of the audience to experiencing this concert. And it was something I could not have predicted until really it was over. The concert begins with a single person ringing. Their phone rings, and there's a kind of lighting system, which is video projection onto the audience from above, in which whoever's ringing has a spotlight on them, up to 60 of these kinds of spots of light for whoever is ringing.
Do you have a favorite part of the finished product?
I do. And I should, by saying that, I should explain a little bit of the structure of the concert. The way it works really is that there's three sections. There's about 8 minutes each, so the whole length is 26 minutes or so. The first section is just the orchestra, the 200 people in the audience and ringing in various ways. The second section is actually a soloist, my colleague Scott Gibbons, who performs on six amplified but unmodified phones. And so they're, he's up on stage and he performs these phones and presses buttons on them in various ways. And the third movement is the soloist performing with the orchestra. And so you hear the audience together with Scott on his six phones. And my favorite part would be just at the end of his solo, as the orchestra comes in, and the orchestra comes in with these thin, pure drones that last a long time, that sound a bit like bagpipes or maybe a pipe organ.
Golan Levin is the creator of Dial Tones, a telesymphony.